Welcome, After Buzzers. You're watching Season 4, Episode 13 of Married at First Sight. The in-laws, we have matching shirts, breakthroughs, communication breakthroughs. Here we go. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We found it. The theme song.
Only 13 episodes in.
13 episodes in, and we finally have what I love to sing in my sleep and stalk Allie with every day. It's a holding back.
We were singing. That's why you didn't play it last time, because you're so good at singing it yourself.
I tried. Welcome back, guys. You are watching AfterBuzz TV, Married at First Sight After Show. I'm your host, Heather Yared. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared. And to my left...
Hello, I'm Allie Nasta, and you can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta.
Oh, well, we're missing Jamie tonight. We're very sad. She's not feeling well. So, Jamie, if you're out there and if you're watching, kisses to you.
Feel better.
Yes, please do. Please feel better. We have a lot to talk about. Yes. We have in-laws. We have Allie on Red Bull, which is super exciting. So, I know we're going to have a lot of things to say. So, let's start it off.
Yes.
Now, Lily and Tom.
So many great moments on this episode. I mean, they just, like, never cease to, amaze... Sorry, I can't even get the words right.
Okay.
They just impress me every time, every episode. They just have these great moments together, and I'm just so excited to see where this is going to end for them.
Me too. So you made a good point before we walked in here, right? You said there's a lot of breakthroughs.
So many.
First breakthrough that I saw, we'll go back to when Lily hurt her shoulder. Remember when Rachel was there on the bed, and she goes, I need space, Tom. I told you I need space. This time, when it came to calling her dad, obviously, we'll talk about the touchy subject there, but he asks her, should I stay? And she says, yes.
Exactly that point. As soon as I saw that happen, I was like, wow, she's opening up. And even Tom said that. Tom said, I feel like she's opening up to me. And the fact that she was able to be vulnerable in front of him, which is something she was afraid to do before, is so exciting to see them have this moment together. And the fact that she was able to just be in his arms and he was like, you know what? You could tell in his eyes, in his emotion, he wanted to be there for her. And I think that this was something that Tom's been wanting to prove to her. I can be there for you. And we finally see that.
Absolutely. Huge step in the right direction. Even his vocal tone, it was not like a baby, but it was very soft and embracing and engaging.
And he was very nurturing. And honestly, you could really tell he understands. He's been there before. He's like, this is what I've done, you know, trying to give the best advice he possibly can. And I just thought it was really great to see Tom in that moment. And I feel like he was excited to be able to give her advice and be like, look, you know, you might not hear back from him. And it was a really tough and uncomfortable situation, but I feel like they breezed through it. Like, it was just like they've been together forever.
Yeah, they did. They did. And I hate to take it to, like, an insensitive topic, but they were also matching. So in the first scene, we see royal blue, if that's the right color, on both Tom and Lillian. You'll hear me talk more about that later. Okay, curious. Oh, live chat's up. Hello, Leslie G. Happy mom. Natalia.
Yes.
Welcome to the live chat. We'll try our best to get our vision up there.
Yeah.
We know you always engage in conversation with us. We love when you get curious, so we'll be here to talk through that tonight. So definitely stay tuned for that.
Yes.
So going straight to, I know we had a cut through of Nick, like, talking to the camera, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Tom's mom coming in from Colorado.
That was great. I think that it was amazing because they're the first couple we're really seeing a full in-depth view of their lives together. And I thought this was so great that they were able to both bring their moms in for Mother's Day and enjoy this holiday together. It wasn't like we saw them having to choose one over the other. They both brought them there so they could spend it together, which was so important. And we got to see some inside scoop of, you know, how Tom was as a child and the funny stories.
So before we get there, I'm curious to hear what you think about his response to his mom. We see them doing very well, but when his mom asked how they were doing, he used the words tough and we're doing the best we can. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I was a little shocked too, because when we saw them in the car together, he was kind of seeming like it was a little bit of a question. He didn't know how Lillian was feeling, which I think it's a little strange because from what we've seen so far, it's gone great. So maybe he is holding back some things that we haven't seen yet, and that's why he's able to open up to his mom. So I feel like I was just a little shocked to hear those things, considering this is the first time we've heard it.
Yeah, tough? Like, really? And it wasn't even, like, exciting. It was like, I mean, it's tough. We're doing the best we can. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in a relationship where I'm doing the best I can.
No.
I mean, I get it. It's a lot of work. Relationships are work. We both know that.
Yeah.
But I was very surprised. And then on top of that, from Tom's perspective, when he's like, I'm not used to dating a girl like that. Well, Tom, my question is for you. What type of women are you used to dating? I mean, if they don't have a full-time job, I mean, no disrespect to women that don't have a full-time job, but I'm saying, yes, if they don't have a full-time job, who are you used to dating? Then good luck for you. God bless you got Lillian, because she's a rock star.
Yeah. Well, I think it's something that we kept, it was a common theme of tonight, was how she needs to balance work and life. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I feel like it's a hard thing to balance in general, because sometimes you don't know what to give more of your life to. It's hard when you come home. I know when I come home from work, I can't just let it go, because I care about it a lot. And that's what Lillian has been saying, is that, you know, this has been her life. She's made a career. She's put all of her everything into it. And then Tom, they've been together for 5 weeks, so of course it's an adjustment. I think he might be a little too hard on her and expecting too much too soon, because that is a very hard adjustment. And I know, I mean, we're all very passionate people about our jobs and our work and, you know, everything that we want to accomplish. So that is a really hard thing to just set aside. I mean, Tom mentioned the note about picking up her phone whenever possible. One, that's kind of something that comes with the territory of being in real estate.
100%.
Because if you want to show someone a house and you're going to make that sale, you need to make it happen.
Yeah.
But what did you think about the whole picking up? Do you usually pick up your phone?
Okay, so I'm a horrible, like, judge of this, because yeah, obviously I did not have work-life balance either in a serious relationship. Mm-hmm. I've always been in a managerial type of role, and even yeah, as a coach, you feel obligated to kind of pick up those calls. It is something that I work on, but I was not surprised when he said that. I thought that was fair game. There should be a time that you cut it off, and there should be a time where you engage with your partner. That's one of the number one things to build that intimacy. But at the same time, it's not realistic, like you just said. It's not realistic for him to want her to go all the way, but they are polar opposites. So that's a stretch. He's a surfer. He's not a 9-to-5 guy.
That's exactly what his mom said.
Yeah, and she is very much, I mean, real estate's not 9-to-5 either. It's 24/7, but she's creating and cultivating financial stability so she can have kids, which I think is great, which it looks like that in time, they'll be fine. But I thought that was just wild. I was like, wow, what kind of type of women are you used to dating if you don't have a woman who normally works? But whatever, we'll leave that at that. Next, we get to see Sonic.
Yes, I feel like they're coming back to who we believed they were a couple episodes ago. You know, we kind of had this stint of them fading, but I feel like they're slowly but surely coming back to that cute, witty, wittiness.
It's because he got it out. Nick got out the, I don't think you're attractive. I do believe he thinks she's attractive. I do. I think that was a breaking moment. And with that moment, they grew. That type of feeling, getting that off his shoulders, made him comfortable.
Yeah.
Guess what else we've seen? We see two royal blue shirts. Did you notice that?
I actually didn't.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe I wasn't paying. I was paying too much attention to, like, their facial expressions.
Well, I have more for you on that.
Okay.
On the outfits again. Okay, so Sonny's in a black and white and blue, like blue, excuse me.
Yeah.
Like a blue and black dress. And Nick is in the same matching colored shirt. Now, granted, they're not living together right now. If that wasn't planned, that's a sign they should be together. Just saying. But a lot of blue theme here.
Huh. Okay. Well, so, good to know, because I did not notice that. So, good eye.
I was surprised. We have Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Skyping with them. Mm-hmm. Her advice, do things for each other that make you feel valued, that make you feel adequate. Being a coach, some people have different definitions for words. Words create worlds. Were you surprised to hear that was the coaching she gave them? Granted, she said, move back in. I loved that. I definitely think being a part of this experiment, we heard Doug talk about it last week, she should be moving back in. Nick's clearly upset about that too. But do things that make you feel adequate. Do things that make you feel good. That was it. What were your thoughts on that guidance for...
You know, I feel like with Sonia and Nick, it's just been a little bit difficult. I don't really think anybody understands how to really deal with this situation because it does have to do with some words that were exchanged and just kind of the uncomfortability. And they haven't been able to break that barrier yet. We've seen such a wall. But I also don't know if it's because they are very, you know, Sonia didn't want to announce that they have had sex on camera. Mm-hmm. She felt very uncomfortable about it.
Oh my God, you said sex and you did not flinch.
I am so excited. Sorry, that was a moment. Episode 13, we can finally say sex. Yeah.
Well, you know, they didn't want to talk about it. So I feel like there are a lot of things that we're not seeing, but, sorry, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent.
No, please, I love your tangent. No, yeah. Keep going.
But going back to, you know, having them feel adequate, I think that that is something that they both have been lacking because they have both been kind of guarded in a way, and so they both need to be a little bit more outward with their feelings. I mean, maybe that's where she was getting at with it.
She should have said that.
Yeah.
She, as a coach, again, yeah. She's a doctor, I'm not really sure, but as a coach, she should have said, this is still communication. Say something. But it took Sonia's dad to say, talk. Just communicate. So I was very disappointed with the coaching.
You know, I guess you're right because adequate is kind of confusing. It can be convoluted. You know, just come out and say, this is exactly what you need to be doing instead of let's beat around the bush and figure out what the other opposite. I don't know. I feel like with them, it just hasn't been straightforward. It's been like, oh, let's try to communicate more. Not you need to. Yes. You need to open up.
You need to validate. She needs validation. He needs this. He needs that. We didn't have it. But again, we have Leslie G in the live chat. What's up, Leslie? Saying that Nick finally realizes that he could have lost her. So he's changing back. I mean, he did say, she's the girl I want to end up with. Not verbatim those words, but we hear him say in this episode, like, she's finally, I've met the girl that I would want to spend the rest of my life with, and I'm going to do everything it takes to get her back.
Yeah.
Now, still, Nick, love you lots. Not seeing a lot of words that support that or actions, but to each their own.
Yeah.
Do you think he's doing things to get her back or no?
I don't. I mean, I've said this before. I feel like Nick has been a little bit too concerned about himself and his feelings that he hasn't really put Sonia first. And that's something I'm still kind of sticking by. Even though we see a smidgen of him trying, and he has been, you know, opening himself up a little bit. But even when he said, like, she moved out, he, like, air quoted it. And it's like, what is sarcastic about the situation? Nothing. Like, you shouldn't be air quoting something that you really care about. You should be a little bit more concerned.
Yeah, and on Confessions, I think it was last week on Confessions, he also said, she up and moved. It's just as inconvenient for me as it is for her. Mm-hmm. You don't see me leaving. That apathy. I call that apathy.
Uh-huh.
He's exuding that apathy. But not to go back to the past, we see a different him this time.
Yeah.
When Sonia's dad comes in.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to jump ahead because let's just go there with it. Matching shirts. Daddy's in red. Sonia's in red. Just saying, matching. There's a theme here.
Yeah, this is true.
So when he is speaking to her dad, he's stuttering like he did before. Mm-hmm. He's trying. The delivery, the message was clear. I'm in it forever. That's what I heard. What did you hear? When Sonia's dad gave the heavy hitter, okay, church says expectations are forever. Her expectations are forever. What are yours? What did you hear him say?
You know, this is kind of, I think I was too fixated on what the dad was saying because I was just trying to figure out, I was a little thrown off because when the dad came in, Sonia basically said, it's up to my dad to make the decision. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what I was like, what? Like, I'm still trying to figure out how the dad was going to make that decision because Sonia needed to make it. Which then the dad then said, this is up to you guys. This is your choice. This is your decision. So I was kind of, I think maybe I wasn't really fixated on that as much as I was, how is the dad going to change this?
Well, the dad would change it because Sonia put so much importance on her dad's opinion.
No, I know. But I was saying in, like, terms, like, how is he going to make it such a huge change in this, like, small time? I don't know. But
I think it was more along the lines of if he would have not tried to communicate, if there was a lot of pauses and in communication gaps between them three sitting down. Clearly, she was nervous because she was biting her lip.
Yeah.
That was so cute. I was like, oh, man. And I always get that same pain, too. If I'm nervous, I'm, like, pressing right here. She's, like, holding on.
on. I was like, oh, wow. See, she wants that. In that moment, she wanted it. She was looking for, my opinion, communication gaps, not a lot of talking, and then him saying no. Some sort of cold, hard no.
Yeah.
And him saying, it's your decision, that was his approval.
I was, like, cheering when he said that because I finally was like, yes, now it's up to you guys. Like, you have to fix it. You have to figure it out.
Yes, and we see Tom and Lillian figuring it out very well, especially at the dinner.
Yes.
With double mommies, his mom, her mom.
Which, again, the food looked amazing.
I'm starved, and I would love to have it, too. Every time we're hungry, and they're always eating amazing food.
Always.
So it's good to see Lillian really, as usual, back-to-back-to-back episodes killing it. Mm-hmm. Tom's worried that she's not going to leave work at work. Do you think she left work at work?
Honestly, I mean, we don't see too much of her answering her phone in the middle of their conversations. I thought she did a really great job. She seemed really stressed when they were, like, making the drinks, and she went out there, and she was having fun. She was laughing. Because I had actually thought about this, and I know those days when you feel so stressed, you can't let it go.
And she lost a client.
Yeah.
She lost a client, which is huge.
And that's so hard. And, like, I think she did a really great job of forgetting it for the day and just enjoying the time they had with their family. And she really just came through. Because I know if, like, sometimes I've been in situations where I've had a bad day and it just kind of, like, can put a huge damper on it. So far, I keep hearing this whole work balance thing, but I haven't seen it in the episodes that we've seen, the cuts that we've seen. I haven't necessarily seen that she hasn't left work at work.
Right. She definitely surprised Tom. This time, even he said she was surprised.
Yeah.
In the first look, when we get to the what's coming up next week where they give that 15 minutes, she does say as well, we're working on that balance.
Yeah.
But I agree. I'm not seeing a lot of where there's a disconnect, except in the car when she completely was ignoring him in the car.
That was very intense. But I think she was like in the work mode then. So that just kind of, and that's what's hard is like, you're right. Like, and it's not just a 9-to-5 job, you know, she's constantly building rapport and talking to clients and trying to figure out when they need to see a showing, if it needs to be on the weekend. Like, you know, I think that's something that even Lillian said she was going to work on. And I think that's great that she can recognize it because that's half the battle.
Totally.
Because a lot of people that do bring homework, they're like, I'm not doing anything. And it's just kind of subconscious, like you're subconsciously checking your email. And so at least that she recognizes it, I think they'll be able to get past that.
As long as she's not drinking that pineapple juice that she was when she was 9 years old.
And Tom's not painting her with red paint.
How amazing were they? First of all, again, they're killing it with this curiosity. Mm-hmm. Getting curious is, in my opinion, through coaching, the number one thing that can bring relationships together, platonic and personal. They are continuously bringing phenomenal questions to the table. Let's tell stories about when we were kids. What a better way to get to know each other? Lillian going in and swigging that pineapple vodka at age 9. Now, I find this interesting. I feel like every conversation I have with people at the age of 9, a child goes through something significant, whether it's good or bad. Because I remember being in my grandparents, cooking with my grandmother. We're going into the kitchen and at age 9. And I didn't know. I thought this was like grape juice. I was like, hey, what is that? Oh, that's grape juice. And in reality, it was Chianti, if that's how you say it, Chianti. So I was going in to the kitchen drinking the Chianti at age 9 years old.
What?
Yes.
Did anybody catch you?
I think my dad, like, maybe saw me and like laughed, or my grandma's like, oh, don't drink that or whatever, but no one really noticed. But I didn't get drunk and puke like she did, but I thought that was hilarious. I was like, what a coincidence. I feel like 9's that age where the curiosity really stems.
Like, you're just like, what is that?
Yes. Did you drink at 9?
I know.
Join our club. You need to start drinking.
I guess I should go back to when I was 9 and sip some of the pineapple juice. But actually, you know, talking about communication with Nick and with Lillian and Tom.
Yeah.
This is something that I thought was really interesting with Nick and Sonia. They are having to have pillow talk questions that are things that Lillian and Tom have done on their own. And
so
I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, very much so, because if you remember, they never did pillow talk. I maybe remember Tom and Lillian doing pillow talk once and talking about it with you guys. Honeymoon, they didn't do it. They were just making out and hooking up, which was amazing, obviously. They clicked. They clicked from day one. Nick and Sonia need that support. But pillow talk, really, again, where are the extra support? Where is the extra support? Pillow talk for 13 episodes now, for 6 weeks.
And yeah, and that's something that I just thought was so strange, because the questions that they were asking each other, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure, like, Tom and Lillian have asked these questions to each other. So I just thought that was so great on them. Unfortunately, like, Sonia and Nick, they had to be prompted to do that. But I was just thinking how strong they are and how amazing that is that they were able to do that on their own and how far they've come and how they've really opened the door to each other. I feel like they're really, it's just kind of gotten me thinking of them as a whole. And I think that they really just open the door and let each other in. Although they've had small struggles along the way, they haven't been anything that significant that stopped them from getting any progress.
Not at all. And it's almost to the point now where we're literally watching a married couple. If you listen to their language throughout this episode, both of them are saying when we're, I mean, they are married, but yeah, in the future, there's no more of this. This person's not talking future. This person's talking right now.
Yeah.
They're in sync.
Yeah.
100%.
And they've already had those conversations, and then, you know, they've gone through the kind of iffiness of, well, I don't want that right now. And they're like, well, obviously. But
well, that probably comes from getting clear. And getting clear comes from resorting back to previous relationships and things that you've done. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, we see Derek have to do that in this episode.
Yes.
Pastor Cal, great exercise. It's always important when you go back and reflect in relationships of where your past triggers were. Where did I attempt to commit or get into a relationship and fail, in essence? I hate to use that word, but it's true. So he's challenged. Derek is challenged to do the naked truth. I don't like that name, but naked truth. Point that out. He chose an ex who's a best friend now. Why is that? I feel like guys always can turn girls into best friends, but girls will not turn dudes into best friends that they dated.
I mean, have you ever had a guy you've dated turn into your best friend?
No. I've tried, actually, but they are like, no.
And I'm like, oh, man.
I am upset. But my dad's like, are you silly? Like, there's no way that they could be friends with you. And I'm just like, really? I wasn't sure about that. I feel like a lot of guys do, though.
I feel like it could happen. It just depends on the certain situation. Because some people, it's just, like, too far gone that they don't even...
Yeah.
It's, I guess it depends on the situation.
Yeah. But with these two, I did not see any sexual tension.
No.
But a lot of good communication came out of Christine's responses.
Yeah, I thought it was great because, you know, she did bring up temper and his emotions and his patience. And as soon as she said those words, I just thought about Heather immediately. And those are the things that she needs in a man. Is she needs them to be patient. She needs them to be calm, cool, and collected. And I can understand why that could have been more of a turnoff for her. And it stinks that we didn't get to see them build through that and grow through that together. Mm-hmm. But it is something now that is out on the table that he knows he needs to work on. And he did admit on it.
Yeah, and then when he's passionate about things that are great to a default sometimes and super serious, which was good. We see the commitment he had in this show.
Yeah.
The temper thing was very surprising. 100% the trigger. So hopefully, Derek, you work on that because it showed up again.
Yeah.
It showed up again big time. He was very quick on the draw to do that.
Yeah, and that's something I think we all kind of were questioning. Like, you know, is it something we didn't see? Did we not see something all the way? But that scene on the balcony, he would just say those fighting words that were just kind of a little too much for the situation. So, and I think that's something that she had mentioned, you know, make sure you think about what you're doing before you do it. You know, calm yourself and then realize, okay, this is what's about to happen.
Yeah, and Heather actually just got active again on Twitter. I think it was September 15th, one of the 15ths. We're obviously not on October 15th, so it's got to be September. She mentioned the thing that was her deal breaker that the network won't talk about. So we know what that is. It's obviously the smoking stuff. Mm-hmm. But it didn't seem like his language or his temper was the reason that she decided to move forward. It was interesting to see her, Christine, bring it up for Derek again.
Yeah.
Now, Heather's comparison with Amber, where Heather had to sit and receive what she needed to improve on. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Heather having a good friend give her feedback as opposed to a previous lover, an ex, or a male?
Well, I think that in this situation, it was very interesting because the friend seemed very hesitant to give it to her because I think she was nervous about how this was going to go. And I can understand that. That's really uncomfortable. But I know my best friends, and I know they would want it. They would tell me the truth all the time. So I think, like, these are steps that Heather needs to realize is, like, maybe I should be more open with even my best friends and know who I am as a person and just build on it. And obviously, her friend loves her regardless. But I thought it was really interesting that she was so, you could tell she was really tense in saying this. She's like, don't have to look you in the eye. Like, yeah. This is getting really awkward.
So, because she knew she'd snap. Yeah. She knew she would snap. She said, Heather, you're a little psycho sometimes. You overanalyze a little bit. You have a tendency to be unapproachable. She didn't use the words unapproachable, but unapproachable was absolutely the theme there. To the point where she was like you said, do I have to make eye contact? But what do you think about it not being a former lover or boyfriend or a man? Pastor Cal said, trigger points in relationships, things where you can grow. What did you think about her choosing Amber again, the same girl she chose when she decided to walk away?
But I think I don't think she has any other guys that she can really relate. Like, she said that. She's like, they don't stick around. So I don't know if she has any of those guy friends or, you know,
ex-lovers,
yeah, that can really give them that give her that insight.
Well, that says a lot.
So
that says a lot. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Alrighty, moving on.
So speaking of Tom having himself rolled by his brother at a young age, we obviously see painting being something that he's passionate about because they take the mom's painting in this episode.
Yes.
Now, I've been to one of those paint and drink things with girlfriends and on a date. Many moons ago, projecting. And it seems that this one was very structured. Paint this dolphin, do this sunset. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to a paint and wine thing?
I haven't, but it looks like so much fun.
I think you would totally be a girl who would love it. After this,
I definitely would love it.
I have a feeling we're going to see on your social media at least three more times where you're going to be doing painting and drinking. Maybe
I'll
even
just
clay
go
and drinking,
by myself.
Allie.
You guys will just find me there.
You'll have a partner there. You'll have a partner. I thought that was something unique that it was so structured. Lillian did like structure.
Uh-huh.
Tom clearly wanted to go with the flow. I think Lily overreacted in this moment.
I will agree with you on that. I think that I was very kind of taken aback because they're having wine. They're with their moms. This is a class you paid for. You know, you can do whatever you want. You can have fun with it. And I thought it was really great that Tom just was like, this is what I want to do. And he did it. And it was actually really good.
I was right. I wrote that down. Did you see the feet?
Yes, that's exactly what I saw. I was like, wow, like, you got some talent, bro.
Yes.
Like, that was awesome.
I have never seen such good. I mean, I can't draw personally.
Oh,
I don't
neither.
Think I can. But those feet were so real.
And it was like, the ankle strap, like,
yeah.
That was around. I thought that was really great. And so I just feel like we've seen Lillian be so accepting and, like, of everything. So this was just kind of something that was weird that she would get so intense about.
Yeah, she compares the painting to the commitment. The painting equals their commitment. His inability to commit to painting a dolphin will happen with her in the marriage. Now, as much as I just said, which I stick with, I think she overreacted.
Mm-hmm.
But when they cut to the mom's faces, and they're like,
yeah, like,
they look nervous too when he said that. That made me doubt myself. I was like, well, are we, again, is this something that is bad that he's saying that? Am I just used to a-holes or
no,
what?
You know, I think that this is something maybe that in this situation, it's just a little bit overreacted because obviously you are thinking long term and she's thinking things so detail oriented because you kind of have to when you're in that situation. And maybe she's seen things along the way and this was just a small example that kind of set her off. And I think that this was just like, well, if you can't do that, then what else can you do? You know what I mean? It was just like one of those trigger points that just were like, ooh, that kind of made me tick, but you don't know why. Like, do you ever get that? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, and my primary reason why is because I really like the person.
Yeah.
I'm so concerned with every little thing that they're saying that I want to make sure that we're on the same page and that we're going to be committed and that he or she, you know, well, not she, but he's staying. Or even like if it's a platonic, I have that little thing that I attribute to because words create worlds.
Well, you know what? That kind of makes sense because last episode we did hear them say they're both so worried about what the other one's going to say at the end.
Yes.
So maybe this is just her kind of sense of getting a little too into it and freaking out just in her head. And she didn't mean for it to come out that way, but she's really just trying to understand Tom and understand where he is going to be. And like, she can't but help but project those feelings.
Right. And I think it was really a good idea for her to pull Tom's mom to the side. I have not seen a woman do that ever on a show. I thought that was great. When she gets curious and discusses what his needs are and so forth, Tom's mom says he's sensitive. She's like, what?
Yeah, he needs attention.
I knew that. You knew that, didn't you? Were you surprised?
I kind of was.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Tell me why.
Because I just feel like we see Tom, you know, really want to, like, I feel like he wants to take care of her. He wants to be there for her. I haven't really seen him, besides, like, the whole phone thing. I guess I see attention more of just, like, clingy, as in, like, oh, like, I want to give you hugs, and I just don't see that in Tom, so I guess that's where my eyes go in attention, mm-hmm. but not necessarily, like, he needs affirmation.
Affirmation. Is that how you took it?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. I was thinking more so along the lines of when he dropped the food to the dog, like, when he was eating, and I thought that was so funny. I will never get past that. When he's like, when the food drops.
Oh, so he needs, like, a big show attention.
So, even though he's saying right now he doesn't want children, Tom, I think kids might be good for you, because the attention, the constant, like, you know, interaction is something that I think she was referring to.
Yeah.
God, what I would have given for a mother to tell me that about a dude I was seeing. Because I don't text, really. I work nonstop.
Yeah.
So the texting and the interaction nonstop, it doesn't really happen for me. Mm-hmm. If a mother would have said, he needs a lot of attention, Heather, I would have been like, okay.
Yeah, and then, like, texting, sure.
Selfies all day, whatever.
Maybe, like, I actually feel like this show, like, you learn so much. Because I feel like we're getting such, like, we're learning lessons that they're learning. And I just think it's so great the way that they're going about it. And Tom and Lillian are just such a perfect example of, like, going through every step and just, like, jumping over every hurdle and just, like, killing it.
I think it also helps that we analyze their different perspectives. We
yeah.
make assumptions that are mm-hmm. either, you know, agree or disagree to understand why they do what they do.
Yeah.
That is super beneficial. Why this show will continue another
yeah.
season, which they are shooting season 5 in Chicago. So mm-hmm. we are going to get to come back and do that. We definitely have Sonia and Nick when her dad was there. I love her dad. Her dad
yeah,
definitely
he was
has
so
this
great.
Energy that's there. Nick was scared shitless. I will say that again. Very much so. What were you thinking when he was cleaning the apartment and when he was clearly nervous and stuttering with that? What did that tell you about where he's at mentally?
I think that's Nick's way of showing he cares. Because Nick isn't a very verbal guy, besides, obviously, when he said the things about Lillian. But, Sonia. but, like, when he said those things about Sonia, you know, I don't think he knew how to react to what he even said. And, like, we've seen him be so reserved in a way. So I think that his way of cleaning and his way of, like, you know, looking nice and getting himself together is his way of showing I care, but not in the way that Sonia wants it to be shown.
Speaking of Sonia wanting things to be shown, there's mm-hmm. things that she doesn't want to have shown and seen. And I picked up, I think, that her dad did not know what was happening. Do you think she told him?
You know what? Actually, now that you say that, right when Nick said, I'm really nervous because Sonia and her dad are really close, and I feel like, you know, he's going to know so much about all of this, I was thinking, well, maybe, like, I don't know. But now that if you think back to it, and then sitting on the couch, the dad just seems, like, very open to the situation. And he said, this home feels like a home. Like, he felt really welcome, and he felt really adjusted. So maybe she has kept it kind of quiet.
Totally. I believe that's also why she was, like, biting her lip and everything, that she did not relay the message, which to me means she's wanting to get back with Nick.
Every wow, opportunity I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, every opportunity to not have someone say, no, don't go. Fishing right there. I think they're going to get back together.
I think so, too. And we see it in the golfing. That was the Sonia. That's the Sonic that we know and we love and we think are so cute. Like, just having that banter again and laughing and giggling and goofing around.
How amazing were those green shorts, by the way? Those green shorts she had on were amazing.
You looked great.
I was like, whoa, green shorts. Totally getting into the golfing. She missed the first 15 swings, which I totally would have been embarrassed. Which she said, too.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing, girl, and I would have felt the same way.
Bernadette on the live chat says she was wearing her ring when her father
You're
came
right,
over to talk to Nick.
I think she, like, adjusted it or something.
Thank you, live yes. chatters. We love you for that. See, okay, intuitively, I was like, oh, I don't think she told it, but she put that ring back on. So she did not tell her dad.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, that doesn't surprise me, though. Because, again, you don't tell your parents things that you don't want. If you want to stay with somebody, she wants to stay. You don't say anything about
that. That's true, because you don't want them to have a preconceived idea about how they are going to be. You want them to have their own fresh idea.
Now, I can't remember if she had it on during golfing, but I do remember she had on those amazing shorts. Mm-hmm. And I do remember that he had on another shirt that was, like, pushing his business, which everyone's been saying that he might be trying to push his business too much, but who cares about that? What I care about is the fact that he tried really hard to teach her. She stuck with it. We saw that competitive nature come back out that we saw on the honeymoon. And I think he goes, whoever loses buys dinner. But he missed it.
Yeah, I noticed that too. And I was like, that's so cute. That's his way of saying, like, I want to buy you dinner.
Oh, but no words. But that's okay.
He's making progress.
Yes.
Nick is making progress in small strides, but we're seeing it. Little step by little step. So, but I think this is something that we just have to know from even the beginning, how far they've come.
Totally.
Like, even as friends, even as, like, from where they are from the first time till today, you know, I think they've made a lot of progress.
Even from mommy, doggy, daddy, doggy owners.
Yes.
The bathtub. Washing them in the bathtub. She has come so far when it is all about those dogs. It's great. She's talking to them, everything.
It's amazing. And, you know, she really stepped up in that. That was something really big for her. Because it wasn't like she just didn't like dogs. She was afraid of them. And the fact that she really pushed that aside in order to get to know Nick more and to really just open herself up was amazing. And she's even, like, help bathing them. That's actually scarier because sometimes dogs can get, like, little crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's really intense. And then when he sprayed the dog in the face with the water, I was like, oh, my God, don't do that to the little baby. No, no, not to the baby. I wonder if Sonya was thinking, if only we were in the bathtub and bubbles. You know, you never know, right? Because Bow Chicka Wow Wow, your favorite. Oh. Remember? But that was a good ending to see them together, to see them with the dogs. To me, that might be a foreshadowing. Speaking of foreshadowing, let's get into predictions.
Ooh. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay.
You have to start tonight since it's only me and you.
So, my predictions would be that Sonya's going to move back in. And I think we're going to see a big breakthrough with them. And, you know, they only have a week left. So, there's going to be something dramatic with them. Mm. Don't know what it'll be, whether it's a good dramatic or a bad dramatic. But let's leave it at that. And then with Tom and Lillian. I feel like they're just so perfect. I just don't even know. Maybe they'll give us something to worry about. Because for so long we've been like, oh, they're perfect. Maybe there's going to be something this episode that we're like, oh no. Are they going to last? I don't know. Not that I want that to happen, but I'm worried.
Good predictions.
What about
Very
you?
Direct. Very direct. I know we were talking about that too. My predictions. Next week's 14, the last, right?
Is
Episode
it?
14.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think both couples are going to get married. Nick and Sonya, married. Tom and Lillian, married. I don't think Sonya's going to move back in, though. But I think she's going to choose to stay married. That's going to be the spin, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're both getting married, too. But I still think there's going to be something dramatic between Tom and Lillian. I still think so.
Well, guys, there you have it. Thanks so much for joining us on the live chat, as always. Thanks so much for tuning into AfterBuzz TV, Married at First Sight After Show. I'm your host, Heather Yared. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared. And to my left.
And I'm Allie Nasta. And you can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta.
Thanks so much, guys, for watching. We'll see you next time for the last episode.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.